Today in the education department, people do like field work placements. Mm-hmm. Did you do field work placements for the education? Yeah. Where did you do that?
I can't remember both schools. One was the Ellis School, mm-hmm. which is in Roxbury. I can't remember the name of the other school, also in Roxbury. But what I do remember is that I started student teaching the year they started busing. That was really, really an interesting time to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Boston was an interesting place at
yeah.
that time.
I wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
And so I was in a school in Roxbury that had 100 children.
Hmm.
It was a middle school. Two children were white, two sisters. There was a white family that lived in the community. And they hadn't moved. That's all.
Hmm.
I didn't think much about that because I grew up in an integrated community. So it didn't trouble me to see mm-hmm. like two little white students. I was in first grade class. When I got my first day of the school, I go in my little suit, you know, trying to be professional. And I go into the principal's office and I ask where I can find whoever I'm supposed to be reporting to, Ms. Smith. And she said, you need to go to the cafeteria. I said, okay. So I go to the cafeteria. There's nobody in the cafeteria. The workers, who were all black. And I said, have you seen Ms. Smith? I'm here to see Ms. Smith. I'm supposed to be starting my student teaching. They said, oh, honey, they thought you were a cafeteria worker.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need to go to the teacher's lounge. It's around the corner, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. That resonated with me. That was like probably the third incident I had. Maybe the second. And in the 4 years I'd been here, there had been like two or three incidents of overt racism
hmm.
that I had experienced in Chicago.
Mm.
It was interesting. So that was like one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the end of the, so I started teaching in September. At the end of the first semester, because they moved you to a second school, I went to my advisor and I said, I can't do this. Mm. I can't do this. I said, schools are nice, the teachers are nice, the parents are crazy. You know, and I had black parents telling me, you know, I was a student teacher, blah, 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 and they said, you're not teaching at public school. You're not going to teach here. I said, well, I may not teach here, but I want to be a teacher. No. Look around you. Do you see any black teachers in the school?
Mm.
I didn't. 99, you know, 100 kids, so 98% black,
mm-hmm.
and all the administrators and teachers were white except me.
Mm.
The only black people in school were the janitors and the cooks. And I didn't even think about that because right. I went to the school, we had mixed, janitors were mixed, everybody, it was integrated. My schools were integrated.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't occur to me that we only had black janitors because we didn't. You know, that the cafeteria people were all black because they weren't.
Right.
So it was, I hadn't noticed it. And they weren't that way at Simmons either, mm-hmm. at the college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that school having that kind of racial makeup didn't strike me until it was pointed out to me.
Mm.
And so at the end of the day, I said, you know what, I'll finish the student teaching, of course, but I'm not going to teach. So I said to my advisor, is there anything else I can do? This is December of my senior year, right?
Yeah.
And she said, you like to write? You've written term papers because you're a psych major? A psych early ed? I said, yeah. She goes, well, you should go to law school. Anybody can go to law school. And I said, okay. So I went home Thanksgiving and visited Northwestern Law School.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a father who was a lawyer. My cousin who lived across, who grew up with us, was a lawyer. I had a brother in law school, but I didn't want to be a lawyer. So I went to visit, I went to class with him at Northwestern, and we went to the Seasons Estates, which I loved. It was like all the relationships between people, first cousins, second cousins, once removed, blah, 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 blah. I said, this is really interesting. He goes, this is awful. I said, I think this is great. He goes, then you'll be fine. So I applied to law school. I came back. I applied to law school.